Our gospel today about taking the lowest place is one that I think Catholics have really taken to heart. Because if you go into practically any Catholic church, you'll see that the church fills up from the back rows first. And then as more people come in, they sit in the rows furthest to the front. So I really feel like I'm preaching to the choir with today's gospel. So we're off to a good start with that. But the theme that's running through our first reading in our gospel is the theme of humility. And St. Thomas Aquinas calls humility the queen of all virtues. And so it's the greatest of the natural virtues, which the theological virtues build upon. And one of the reasons why it's so important is because humility is the foundation of every other virtue. It's impossible for us to build anything that's good or virtuous unless we have a foundation of humility. Now, there's a lot of misconceptions or caricatures about humility, and sometimes people think that's what humility is, but those are actually like a false version of humility. You know, for example, someone who constantly mentions how humble they are, or someone who claims that they're not good at something, but they're really just fishing for compliments, and that they're seeking out attention by saying that. And so that's not an authentic humility. Real humility in someone's character is something that's actually very attractive. Humility is rooted in a knowledge and a desire for truth, and recognizing who we truly are in relationship to God and others and ourselves. And so part of what humility is based upon is recognizing that God is the source of all things. He is the one who created us. He brought us into existence. Every talent, every gift, every ability that we have in every second of our life is because of Him. By our own power, we cannot give ourselves one second of life. And so humility is a recognition of that. And if we're humble, we're going to recognize that compared to God, we are very small. Because that's the truth. He is the creator. We are created. And so humility is when we see that truth and we internalize it and allow that to shape us. So if we look at some examples of what a humble person is going to be like, you know, a humble person isn't going to seek out affirmation or honors from others. They don't want to be out there in front with everybody swooning over them. So if they're a great athlete, or if they're great at academics, or if they're great at music, or whatever talent it might be, they're going to recognize that those skills and gifts are a gift from God. And so rather than being full of themselves because of that, they're going to be thankful to God for giving those gifts, and they're going to use them for God's glory to the best of their ability. A humble person is going to recognize when they're wrong with honest simplicity. You know, there's not going to be any drama or any frustration about it. They're going to recognize, oh, I was wrong. And they'll be quick to apologize because they're focused on the truth and they delight in the truth. And they're not worried about projecting some image that they're always right about everything. So a humble person is going to be easy to live with and easy to be friends with because they're not self-absorbed. They're going to recognize the dignity and value of those around them and recognize that they're created in God's image. And so humility very easily leads to charity. Because if we recognize the value of others and we're not concerned about ourselves first, then we're going to respond to the needs of others when we can supply those needs to the best of our ability. So in our relationship with God, and as I mentioned, the truth is we are entirely dependent upon God for our existence and for every moment of our lives. And so a humble person is going to be formed by that. And they're not going to be concerned about their own honors or their own pleasure or their own success. And so what that does is it gives that person a freedom of heart that enables them to enter very deeply into a relationship with God. Because they've emptied themselves, they're free to see in God the source of all goodness. They're able to delight in the mercy of God, in his patience, in his willingness to forgive, in his great wisdom and how he shapes events. They'll be able to perceive that and delight in God in a way that's not possible if we're too focused on ourselves. And so a humble person is going to delight in God and to thirst for him more deeply. And so the more humble we are and the more we're emptied of ourselves and our own egos, the more that frees us to adore God. And that impacts our worship of God, because if we're humble, we're able to enter more deeply and more fully in giving our heart over to glorifying God. And so one of the ways to build humility, there's different ways to build that, but is through acts of charity. You know, acts of charity reinforce the dignity of other people around us, and they help us to be focused on others rather than being focused on ourselves. You know, there's a priest I knew who was from India, and he was ordained in India before coming to the U.S. But after his ordination, his dad wanted to have a reception for all their friends and family members and community members, and which is the normal thing that happens. But this priest said, no, I want to have a reception for the poor and the crippled and the lame, just like Jesus said. And there is great poverty in India, and that's who he wanted his reception for. And so his father was upset by that, and they went back and forth, and they eventually settled on having two receptions, one for family members and friends, and then one for the poor and those around them. And so they compromised. But this individual priest, he took very literally what our Lord said. And this is a teaching that's actually very easy to implement, because there's always going to be people around us that are in need in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it's people who are hungry and need food, or maybe it's just people who are isolated and broken in some way, who just need someone to reach out to them and show them attention and someone who can recognize their dignity and help them at a time where they're struggling. Humility makes us more like Jesus Christ. Because when we reflect upon Jesus Christ, he reveals a divine humility that's far more sublime and far more incredible than we could possibly imitate. Because he left the glory of heaven and entered into our broken world. And as God, he placed himself at the service of his creation in giving his life for us on the cross. That is an expression and a form of humility that is far greater than we could ever imitate. But one of the things that we can do as we reflect upon that is, we can learn from the humility of Jesus Christ. And we can recognize that in ways that we become more humble and we seek that virtue of humility, it makes us more like Jesus Christ. And so as we reflect on these readings today, I encourage us first to meditate on the humility of Jesus Christ and the example that he sets and how humility makes us more like Christ. And then think of one or two things that we can do to exercise the virtue of humility. Maybe it means going to confession. Maybe it means admitting that we're wrong if we have trouble doing that. Or maybe it's some act of charity that we can do for others that places ourselves at their service. But the more humble we become, the more we will become like Jesus Christ, and the more we will be able to enter into a deep and an authentic relationship with him.